This is, then, a consideration which an auditor has to have. Is this case going to get better or get worse? And by golly, you know, an auditor can make a case better. Yeah, practically, over the case's dead body, he can make the case better. I often ask a preclear this. Now, do you want me to cure you, or are you waiting for me to run something on you that will kill you? Now, which one? Which direction? Do you want to get worse, or you want to get better? Because we have very selective processes here, so forth. They measure up to the environment and the society and so forth, and they tell me, well, I want to get better, of course. This hangs them with a consideration very early in processing. And I'll say, now, you sure of that? You're sure of that? They, yes, sir, I want to get better. I want to get over this. Now, well, if you really want to get over it, what do you think the advantages would be in getting over this? They'll think of one. They'll think of two and something of that sort. What would be the advantages in this getting worse? Oh, there aren't any. Okay. We hung him with his own petard. Generally get over this, it's generally a very little mild part of auditing when they handle a preclear. Now I ask him what problem he wants to solve. Well, he got a problem he wants to solve. Well, he doesn't have any problem really he wants to solve. He just doesn't feel good. Well, I say, well, is that a problem? Yeah, it sure is. You know, big recognition. We blow one lock. We show him he does have a problem and let him phrase it. We're in communication now, ordinarily and generally. Now I quite commonly ask him what he's trying to be. Well, what are you trying to be in life? What are you trying to do in life? Well, I'm just trying to get along. Well, I know, but get along as what? You run into one of the longest communication lags in the business right there. Trying to get along as what? Trying to do what in life? He'll sometimes tell you, well, my mother and my father, they kept beating at me and beating at me. I was supposed to be a concert pianist. And I've never been able to be a concert pianist. What did you want to be? Oh, I don't really want to be anything, to tell you the truth, nothing. Well, what did you once want to be? Nothing. Oh, tell me, there must have been some time in your life when you wanted to be something. Yeah, I wanted to be a fireman when I was 4 or 5. All right, let's start there. Be a fireman. That's good. Well, that's silly. Well, that's all right. It's all right, but that's something that you once wanted to be, isn't it? Yeah, it sure was. Well, now what's something else that you wanted to be once? And we find out this guy is in there pitching to own a grocery store all his life and didn't know it. Just because he kept making up his mind along the line, he always figured this would be a nice thing to be. In other words, his goals are all out of line because his goals have been pushed out of line and he doesn't have any opportunity at all to get them back on line again. So he starts blaming everybody else, saying they pushed his goals out of line and he can't meet these goals because everybody else tries to give him beingness and he can't have any of that beingness. You know, and it's all a big confusion. That's what it boils down to with any preclear. It's all a big confusion. You throw any tiny little beam of light out of your pocket flashlight into his bank, and he is deeply grateful for you and will be much better.